Dramatic headlines in some Czech papers this week warned of an illegal car race heading for Prague, which will leave the city overrun by rusty wrecks, turning it into a giant scrapyard. The reason? The rally crossing six states is called Czech Wrecks 2006, and the cars taking part in it are not to be worth more than 100 British pounds. Pavla Horáková spoke to the British organizer, as well as to two members of one of the Czech teams taking part, to find out more.
The Czech Wrecks rally starts in the French port of Calais on the 1st of September and finishes in Prague 3 days later. It is one of the so-called banger rallies organized by a British company specializing in these events. I spoke to the main organizer, Justin Clements.
Teams have to put the cars together. They've got to be totally road legal and insured, and they've got to have driving licenses. And essentially, okay, you take the old cars across Europe to almost like a final journey. And if you can imagine, because the cars are cheap, they're not the most reliable vehicles either. And that's the fun of the event. And we'd expect probably about 10% of the cars not to make it. They'll actually die terminally on the way to Prague.
I also asked Justin Clements about the fate of the cars which actually make it to Prague.
One set of people will drive the car home. They spent months and months with this old car, making it work and renovating it. They can't bear to leave it in a foreign country. But the other set of people will actually find a scrapyard in Prague before they leave and get the car scrapped properly before they'll then jump on a flight and fly back to London. In the past, teams weren't quite as trustworthy about this. We had a real problem. However, it kind of sorted itself out when one of the cars was actually traced by the Italians and the team got sent a €6,000 fine for dumping their car. And we kind of mentioned that to teams and that the authorities will track you down eventually and you'll get a whopping great big fine. And that's a real incentive for people not to dispose of cars on the street.
Czech police say they are not planning to take any special measures, but anyone caught breaking Czech laws will, of course, be punished. As the organizers say, this is the first time local teams have signed up for such an event. David Pátek and Petr Žalud are both in their mid-30s. They have a fondness for old cars and decided to prove their more than 20-year-old Renault, affectionately named Praline, can stand up to the challenge. Petr Žalud says that Praline will not be scrapped after it arrives in Prague.
It's certainly not our case. On the contrary, we believe her value will actually increase after the rally. Praline is a racing car, and she may take part in other rallies in the future.
Some 45 teams are expected to take part in Czech Wrecks 2006, and the team earning the most points will win £1,000 in prize money. This is what David Pátek told me when I asked him what he thought their chances were.
Do
you mean our chances of making it to Prague or actually winning? Well, we know the route. We are good navigators and the car is in good shape. Given that our budget for the rally, including insurance and diesel, is exactly the same as the first prize, we basically have to win because we need to cover the costs.
A new Czech traffic law that came into force last month introduced penalty points for driving offences. And as the Czech team's David Pátek says, apart from collecting points in the rally, they must be careful not to be given any penalty points by the Czech police in the last stage of the race.
Pavla Horáková reporting there on Czech Wrecks. And yes, that is my car in front of the Czech radio building. And no, it's not taking part.